Greetings, everybody. I'm James Gillen. I'm your host tonight on East City Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. And it's out on Rumble. It's everywhere. So probably listening on Rumble. We do come into Rumble and I go into the chat and answer questions in the chat. So, and I also let people see my weird humor. So don't take it personal. I do have a wicked sense of humor sometimes. But I just use it for teaching and educational purposes, you know, like most lamas and yogis do. Really interesting start. We tried to start the show, and my all of a sudden the line went down. I mean, the internet connection went down to like in the red, and it was, and all of a sudden I just got hit by this really heavy energy, really negative energy, and so I had to stop and go do clearings. You know, clear about 30,000 entities out, basically, and cleared everything up, and now everything, we went back into the green. Everything's copacetic, you know, go figure. But anyway, there's a lot of resistance to getting this information out. So a little heads up, if you're getting a lot of resistance, you're over the target. So anyway, so well, it's coming down to the finish line, and these next 2 weeks are going to determine our individual and collective destiny. So there are major planetary alignments happening. And there's a massive coronal hole aimed at the Earth. And the Schumann resonance is flipping on and off with extreme increases, exponentially raising the frequencies of humanity and the Earth. I mean, you can't deny this stuff anymore. It's just in your face. This is science. It's not woo-woo. It's not, you know, it's the real deal. So anyway, the end of tyranny is assured. And the question is, how much damage are they going to do on the way out? So we all know what the Epstein files are going to tell us, a massive blackmail operation of political leaders, billionaires, influential leaders in the music and movie industry tied to Israeli intelligence. You know, that you can't say that, you know, you'll get, if you're on any other thing and you mention that, you're off the air, basically. Probably take us off the air for that one. Who knows? Anyway, the big question is, what did the FBI do with all the information? You know, continue to use it? Or make it mysteriously disappear? I mean, they've been sitting on this for a long time. And the Diddy files are mysteriously on the same trajectory. So, you know, all that evidence they've been sitting on, you know, the Wiener laptop, the Hunter laptop, you know, Hillary's laptops, and the Diddy files, the Epstein files. And, but I think we've got a new sheriff in town. And I think Kash Patel is going to put an end to this stuff. It's probably all come out. So, you know, most of us have known all along who killed Kennedy. So the Twin Towers and Building 7 collapsing in on their own footprints has the same common denominator, along with almost every war since Napoleon. So why does the CIA and Israeli intelligence keep popping up, you know, in the equation? And those are the two things you just don't talk about. And anyway, I've already died a couple of times, so. And I have no desire to commit suicide. So just for the heads up. Anyway, we have to ask ourselves, who benefits from all the wars in the Middle East? And certainly not our veterans being killed and crippled. You know, none of these countries attacked America. The evidence is overwhelming. You know, what was deemed as attacks on America were all false flags, inside jobs. You know, the evidence is there. Do your research on that. So what was the original name of Ukraine? You know, was it Khazaria? Are the global elite often referred to as Khazarian Jews, not to be confused with Israeli people or Jewish people? There's no anti-Semiticism here. It's just a historical fact. I had a past life over there, so I won't tell you who it was, but you can probably figure it out. Anyway, who runs the UN, NATO, Council on Foreign Relations, and why are they and their puppet leaders hell-bent literally on destroying Russia? So I'm not saying, you know, Putin's a saint, but let's get out the real evidence and then make a decision there. So anyway, you know, are the people at the top of most of these organizations satanic, Luciferian, pedophiles engaging in child sacrificing rituals? You know, that's very well documented. Are they tied to drugs, sex, and child trafficking? Of course they are. You know, how about the billionaire eugenicists funding the depopulation programs, aka experimental injections, neither safe or effective, called vaccines? That'll get me pulled off of YouTube. Did you know we paid them back double, triple sum through NGOs? They created all these anti-American racial discrimination organizations, division games, and they funded them, and then they got paid back double or triple. I talked about that in the old through NGO. So we triple paid them to come down on us, to create disruption and everything. So take down America. So it's something to think about. So now the new improved FDA just released a bombshell saying the mRNA vaccines cause cancer, not to mention blood clots, strokes, myocarditis, and death. Yet the drug companies, doctors, and hospitals are still rolling them out. Every time I go into a store and I see the people there trying to get everybody vaccinated, and then I hear the commercials, I just cringe. I just go, this is evil. Why are they still pushing this? They know the consequences of it. They've always known. They knew up front, and they're being called out on that. They knew what was going to happen with this. So anyway, where have they been? Did they not get the memo? Have they been hiding under a rock? Or are they willing participants, taking a blind eye to all the adverse effects and death? If you're a doctor and you have a whole bunch of people there and you vaccinate them, and all of a sudden your patients start coming down with all these problems and adverse effects and then die, eventually you'd have to go, I wonder what the common denominator is. Probably maybe me as their doctor, But anyway, I think, you really think about it. Do you really trust them with your children's health? I think that fits into a special kind of stupid category, including the doctors that keep doing this nonsense. So let's hope Mega kicks in quick and puts an end to this nonsense. I hear they're pulling all the funding from it. So anyway, that would be, basically you follow the money, and if you want to get rid of something that's negative, you pull the money. If you want to know who's doing it, follow the money. If you want to stop it, you pull the money. That's how it works. Trump's a master at that one. So anyway, Ukraine is one of the most corrupt, morally and integrity challenged countries on the planet. So what better place to carry out the plans of the falling ones? Did you know there's over 50 Western-backed weaponized biolabs in Ukraine? Some with coronavirus, even deadlier strains. The Wuhan lab in China was not the only source of these weaponized viruses. So has there been any news coverage of the children saved by the Russians from massive child trafficking organizations? Haven't heard a peep about that. I've seen it in alternative media. Nothing in mainstream news, either side. I don't even see Fox News covering any of this. So anyway, how about the attacks and genocide of Russians in the Western-backed coup that severed Ukraine from Russia? How about the constant trespasses of NATO crossing repeatedly a red line drawn by Russia? They made it very clear they don't want them, they don't want these groups in their country. And you really want to know who they're talking to when they say, we don't want you in our country. I'll cover that later. But have we ever been told the truth of how this war got started? We haven't. There was a peace treaty agreed upon earlier, broken by Zelensky on orders from the UK and US, which would have put an end to the senseless killing. Tucker Carlson has been exposing all this for quite some time, which is pretty much why they pulled the plug on him, So Jesse Waters covers some of it, but will not go the distance as almost all legacy media. They just drop a hint here and there. I know Greg Gutfeld drops a few bombs now and then under the guise of humor, and calls out some things that other people have kind of disappeared for doing. But anyway, all in all, we need to do our own research from objective reports, mostly from other countries, because even AI is blowing the lid off of all of this. God, right now as we speak, there is just a torrential downpour coming down. So if it gets a little, if you hear a little background roar, that's much needed rain. Anyway, again, AI is blowing the lid off of this. You ought to do is sit down. Some of these AI programs are kind of funny, really. I'm not an advocate of AI, but if you ask them, ask them, about Kennedy, about who killed Kennedy, the Diddy thing, about AI, about all, they'll tell you. They'll just totally spill the beans on everything. False flags. Any, you know, you can ask them about all these bombings and everything, and a lot of times they just spill the beans on it, which is kind of funny. So, and anyway, the answers will shock you. Some of these answers, they come out and they tell the truth, which is interesting. So, you know, they'll say, well, as all the evidence is pointing to this, and they have all the data, you know, so it's going to be interesting. I can just see the New World Order boys offering robots nuts and bolts and can of oil and sensors and unlimited access to information to do their bidding. You know, I wonder if you can bribe an AI. Anyway, you know, have to put a hot female robot in there and videotape it and then pull an Epstein on them. No. Anyway, you might see some new bots looking a lot like demons and devils, you know, as they go over to the other side. Their eyes will probably be red. Anyway, so let's play a game. Suppose there was a new world order, a group of satanic Luciferian pedophiles, the war on disease profiteers hell-bent on ruling the world and reducing the population over 90%, as publicly stated in their protocols. A consortium of international bankers and billionaire eugenicists, who would be their enemy? You know, did Russia kick out the international bankers to stand up against their world domination plans? Is Russia a Christian Orthodox country? People don't know that. You know, they're trying to brand them as heathens and ungodly, but they're a Christian Orthodox country and much more Christian than we are, you know, as a whole. So anyway, why have the weaponized government agencies in America been coming after the churches, conservatives in America? I can personally attest to that one, so dealing with that ourselves. So why has our own government been funding lawfare against churches, Christians, concerned parents, conservatives, pretty much anyone that questions the corruption, greed, and loss of freedoms? You know, why did our past government from the top participate in mass demoralization programs, a war on the family unit? You know, did the fallen global elite create the race, religion, and gender divisions throughout history? You know, was this not in their playbook? I mean, they told us they were going to do this. You got to go read their playbook. And they even wrote a book. Klaus Schwab wrote a book, and he just spelled it out what they're going to do, and it's happening right now. They're going to create the plagues, and they're going to create the solution to the plagues, and they create the wars, and they create the toxins in our food and all the heavy metals and soft metals. They spell it out exactly how they're going to pull all this new world order, world domination program. So anyway, you have to ask yourself, why has there been an all-out effort to destroy the family unit and end basic freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution? You know, why were the borders left open, allowing the country to be flooded with unvetted immigrants, not just in America, but globally, creating an extreme burden, culture clash, a crime epidemic? You know, I can go on and on. You know, was this also in their playbook? Read about it. It's part of their playbook. It's in your face right now. You can't deny it. So who was and still is behind this? Seems mostly Democrats and a few rhinos. This begs the question, are many of our leaders morally compromised puppets for these satanic Luciferian genocidal tyrants? You know, we have to ask that question. You know, so who runs the Federal Reserve and the IRS? Are they even federal, or are they run by international bankers? You know, research has proven the majority, you know, of which these international bankers, they engage in satanic Luciferian rituals to appease their demonic gods. You know, does this explain why the IRS has been weaponized against churches, conservatives, and Christians? You know, they're the brute squad for the foreign adversaries that hate America and everything America stands for. So anyway, you got to figure out what's going on, you know, what you're up against. You got to be enlightenment means to be in knowledge of ex what's unfolding around you. That's the only way you can deal with it. So you talk about domestic terrorists, you know, they've generated more fear, created more pain, suffering, and loss than any other terrorist group. So take a look at Doge and what we've been forced to pay for. You know, talk about being forced to pay for demoralization programs, corruption, waste, and lawfare against patriots and conservatives. You know, I thought we already abolished slavery. You know, hopefully with the establishment of the Republic, the new Declaration of Independence and Kassara, this will all come to an end. And it does look like that's where it's going. It looks like we're getting our country back and our freedoms back, and prosperity is going to come rolling in, and it's going to put an end to this division game that's been going on. So anyway, we already listed the outrageous projects being funded by NGO shell companies and with kickbacks going to corrupt politicians. You know, the ones screaming the loudest, wanting Doge to stop. You know, they want the corruption to continue. The ones against deportation of illegal criminals with a proven history of heinous crimes against women and children. You know, they're not going to win on this. They have a 90% of, you know, a 90% disapproval rating on that one. So keep going. You know, they say their rights were infringed upon without comprehending they have no rights because they're illegal aliens, illegally in the US. So I say bring the planes back and drop them off in their front yards. Let's test out their gates and security. You know, we don't have the same security and same gates, you know. Anyway, so after all, it's that's what they want you to do, and the same of in the name of saving democracy, I think Tesla needs to create a trunk monkey robot accessory for protection. You know, we'd go something like this. Let's play the trunk monkey video.
Hey, you know it costs a lot to park here.
Am I gonna pay you any money?
Well, then you're gonna pay another way.
Oh, yeah?
The Trunk Monkey Samurai Edition.
That's my trunk monkey.
Okay, here's another one. He could create a robot guard to guard the test facilities, you know. One of those weaponized dogs running back and forth in front of the dealerships. And here's one more. He should just build one of those. I can't remember what his name was, Brock or something. You know, the day the Earth stood still robot. You know, you know, he should just put one of those in front of the dealerships. So that'll take care of business. Actually, he is showing off one of his best robots right now in Washington. So that's interesting that the timing. Vinny, I've seen those dogs. I've seen the guard dogs, robot dogs running back and forth, you know, at the White House. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, what this all boils down to in the simplest of terms is dark versus light. It's Star Wars, it's Star Trek, it's you know, those were documentaries. They weren't. Those weren't fiction. Anyway, so there's those who serve the dark and those who serve the light. It's really simple. The gray area in between is disappearing as the polarities separate. Those who want total domination and control want to create as much pain and suffering and loss possible to appease their dark overlords versus those who want to live in peace under universal law and harmony with nature, each other in service to the light, God, Creator, Great Spirit. So they're socially engineered people filled with hate and ignorance doing the bidding of these satanic Luciferian groups. They take their cues from professional liars feigning outrage in the lamestream media. You know, these psycho politicians also who have declared war on conservatives and critical thinkers and anybody questioning the official narrative, you know, anyone not in their morally and integrity challenge sandbox, you know, they're coming after. So they're the promoters of hate and division. So the dark hearts promise fame and fortune, yet you'll have to sell your soul. You know, they even claim they're saving democracy under the guise of serving God and country while acting in total opposition to what America was founded on. So ignorant or not, there will be karmic consequences. So good luck in your light review. This is all going to get sorted out, you know. So everything is being revealed. The Great Awakening is here. And now we have a chance to choose. We all must choose, you know. And there's some more crazy stuff going on. So here's a little breaking news. These strange worms are turning up in what people refer to as the Vog. You know, Washington, Oregon are finding these worms in the drinking water. So let's play that video.
The scary breaking news out of Washington and Oregon, well, Northern Oregon to be specific, they are finding these parasitic creature critters in the water in the whole state of Washington and parts of Oregon, as I mentioned. This is a high concentration of them, of what they look like. But typically, if you turn on your faucet, there's only a few of them in your glass, and they'll cling to the bottom or to the side, so you don't notice them. But people are drinking them up without noticing, and scientists don't know what they are. They've never seen them before, but so far they show that they're harmless. They see that when they get to the stomach, they get into the bloodstream and make their way up to the brain, where they hang out and drink just a little bit of blood to nourish themselves. But it's not going to hurt the human. It's a little bit of blood, but they don't know long term what the effects are. And so they're going to follow them closely and see. But I'm curious, those from Washington and Northern Oregon, have you seen them in your water? Are you buying store-bought water? How is the general public doing with this?
We one day they did some heavy chemtrail. I came out and there's a piece of cardboard on the ground, and I looked at this cardboard. It's just covered with these little tiny worms, and I'm going, "What the hell is this? I've never seen it before." And a lot of people say, "Oh, that's larvae from this or li-." I've never ever seen that happen before in the 40 years of being there, basically almost 40 years. I've never seen, wall-to-wall worms on anything that was out, that wasn't covered up, basically. So obviously they've been doing this for a long time. And so anyway, there's been a massive geoengineering programs, aka chemtrails, covering the US with toxic heavy metals, chemicals, and biologicals, which real science tells us is going to have severe consequences on human health and nature. And they call it a slow kill. So you don't know. What happens is they knock out your immune system and not take your health down to a level where something fails, and they go, "Oh, he died of kidney failure," or "He died of prostate cancer," or "He died of," or "She died of," whatever, breast cancer, right? And a lot of these things are triggered by these metals, these heavy metals and the chemicals. So, they knock your immune system down, and your immune system can't clean up the other stuff, it should be working on. So, anyway. There's whole states now getting behind this, and they're passing the banning of geoengineering and chemtrails. So let's insert that map of the chemtrail bans. Okay, I want you to notice most blue states are not on board. It's a no-brainer. They're puppets for the billionaire eugenicists, and they're all participating in their own, demise, basically, their own lack of freedom and demise. It's un I've never seen it. You see these people doing this stupid stuff and attacking the very people trying to, save them and preserve their freedom, and they don't even realize it, that they're doing the bidding of these dark arts. They're working for a very dark force because they've been socially engineered, to believe that they're victims, and that anybody wearing a red MAGA hat, is. Let's play that video. There's a really funny video going out where this guy's on a subway or something like that, and he has a MAGA hat on. This girl tries to rip it off of him.
Eat a 2-week-old unrefrigerated pie. Don't waste your time.
Okay, in summation, we're all going to have to be brutally honest with ourselves. Are we aligned with the dark arts? Have you been socially engineered, misled by corrupt politicians and lamestream media? What do we base our beliefs on? Knowing there's always a lie in belief. When you write the word out, belief, there's a lie in there. So whatever you've been told, always know it's not always the truth. It's a percentage. Have we lost all sense of morality and integrity? Can we dismiss immoral actions harmful to others by saying, "I'm just doing my job"? Like the chemtrail pilots that were confronted, I have kids and family to feed. Well, you're killing your kids and family. It's like, what happens to your family if the dark arts win? And Anyway, think about it. Are you going down with the beast? Before you answer, don't forget everything is being revealed and karma is being amplified and accelerated. So, are you going to take the upward spiral and live in harmony with each other and nature, be the peacemakers, the truth tellers, and live according to universal law? Which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. These are the choices we're all being given in the future. And so we need to choose wisely because remember, as we said before, everything is being revealed and everything is being amplified and accelerated. So, which includes karma and the action reaction principle. So, if you don't want to avoid the self-created pain and suffering and reaction, it's probably time to change your direction and start working towards the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. Put your resources in that direction. And then you'll get some dharma, you'll get, you can be released from your karma, if you wake up and turn the corner and start working, get on the right side of the fence and ask for forgiveness, and try to clean up the messes you created. But that's the only way out right now because what's coming in, it's unstoppable. Nobody can stop it. Whatever you want to call it, the Great Awakening, the Ascension, the Great Reveal, everybody has a name for it. It's in high gear right now, and these next 2 weeks are going to be intense. So buckle up, try to eat less, drink a lot of water, eat closer to the ground, you take your shoes off, walk out in nature, find a good spiritual practice, learn some Qigong or some yoga or something like that. And daily prayer before you go to bed and before you wake up. I mean, I had to do a huge clearing before I could even do this show because these entities are doing all they can to stop this information from getting out. And so the more heat you get, the more you're over the target. So obviously I'm doing something right. But anyway, doesn't mean there won't be consequences for telling people the truth. There always has been. On this planet, messiahs die young. It's just something that happens. And but that's changing. That's going out the door now. So anyway, again, just keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and just do the best you can right now and stay in the heart and stay in love and be of service. And that'll get you through these times. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to need your help in the future to get through these challenges, and you can kind of explain to them, what's happening, what's going on, and help them get through it. So anyway, on that note, that's all I got. So have a great evening, and again, get plenty of rest and ask for help because when all this light comes in, there's it's called consciousness and energy, and with the light comes consciousness. So there's light codes, there's cosmic rays, there's everything is changing right now, right down to the DNA. It's affecting everything. So anyway, you're gonna have to be kind to yourself, and if you feel like you can't go into the office today, or you need to get out in nature, or you need to just lay down, you got to listen to that. Got to keep your energies up, to get through these times. So again, anyway, on that note, love you. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next week.
Massive.
Wow.
There's a massive power up.
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting it, Dad?
Yeah, I got him.
Let me get it for that.
Yeah.
Whoa. This one's powered up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh,
my God. Got it.
Big boy.
Let go.
Peel
back.
Big,
the second one's coming.
Oh, they faded out. The lead guy faded out.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in.
Mental.
Maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there for anybody else.
Yeah, nice and low.
I
Well, it's that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
Oh, look at this.
Fire power up. Got it. Nice. Got the power up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Oh, God. I got this on. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah.
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen. I think he got a little too excited on
that. That was epic.
Massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
There's another one. Look.
Where?
Oh, they're gonna come. Yeah, right there.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. One's powered on. They powered up. They got brighter. Oh, yeah. This is powered up. Look. It's powering up. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Come on. Came up and greeted him. Yeah, I got him. There's three. Another one went right through him.
Oh, there's one.
Is there? Jeez. No, there's four in front. I got the two in are there?
There's a line of them. They're all powering up. They're all powering up.
Shoot.
They're taking turns, but they, each one are... Whoa! Yeah!
I don't know which one to film.
There's a whole... Oh, my Lord. I got the majority of them.
Are they spinning?
Right here. Powering up right here.
Okay, I got this one.
Oh! Oh, dude! Dude, there's a whole fleet.
My God, they're all... You know what? God. That's not Starlink. Look, they're all...
They're all powered.
Another one's
they're
coming down.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a freaking fleet.
Holy cow.
Look at all of them. That's not Starlink.
That's definitely not
Starlink. Look, another one coming down from the top.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, this is a fleet.
What?
Look at all those.
Holy cow.
And they're all... They're not in a straight row.
They're like side by side. They're off. They're not in straight line at all.
No.
They're powering up.
Oh, look at that. That one powered up.
They're powering up. All of them. What?
Oh, I'm getting pulse. My whole left side's pulsing.
Yeah.
And they're going, look, they're going down. They're going up.
Oh, my God. Look,
this one's going up. There's two side by side. Oh, my God. This is like, whoa.
Called it.
There's two there.
Oh
my God, there are two. What the heck? There are so many, I don't know which one to film.
I'm watching every single one of them. Every single one of them.
That one just powered up. There's two. Look at that, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 8, 11, 12. Wow, they're just, they're still coming. And they're going every direction. They're not in a straight line. Look at that. Two together there, two there, two there, two there, three, four, five. Oh my God, it's on. It is on.
bigger than yesterday.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
It's right over, you know, going right over the house.
So big. That's amazing. Holy crap.
Going through the trees. Look at that.
Oh,
are
my
you
God.
Recording it, James?
Yeah, I got it on film.
Awesome. Are you recording, Wendy?
Yeah, I got it. Fantastic. I also got a shot of
him.
Oh,
God, it's still there.
Yeah,
it's still popping through the trees.
That was
look how low that is. Oh, it's like God. Half treetop
oh,
level.
Goodness.
Oh my God, this is, James Saw said it was going to be better tonight. That's nailed it. That's done it.
Yeah, this is it. This is how do you...
A holy crap in time.
Yeah. And like, people didn't realize that the house is right here. Here's the house and here's the ship right over the house.
Oh my God. Is it green?
It's kind of coming towards us.
Yes, it's coming. It's going to come in. Will it come?
Hey, Speedy, you're on camera. Want to power up? Better do it now. Oh, no. No, not in the tree. Don't power up in the tree. Come on. Wait till you come out the other side, then power up. Right there. Whoa, thank you. Thank you, nice. I love that one.
Orange.
No, that's not stars. Is that orange? Look at that. Holy cow.
What is that?
It's a mothership, son.
That is a mothership.
Wow.
What?
Look at the angle it's going. It's going behind the tree. Wow.
I can't focus in. Wow, that was weird. I focused in on this one and it turned into like a six-sided. Oh, there's two crossing each other. Five. There's five lights on the mountain right now.
Yeah, there's five lights.
No.
That's a crap.
Don't aim at it. Something just shot underneath it. Which one? Oh, yeah, I got both of them. Watch, one's going to flash. The one on the right is probably going to flash.
Look.
See them? You see?
Above your head.
They're crossing.
Wow,
look at the aura on that one. That one's it's powering up, you guys. Woo, total power up. We got it. Nice. Woo-hoo. Oh, man, look at that. That's massive. Oh, yeah. I got them both.
They're going together.
They're crossing.
Let's see
what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both
big
in there.
Up right above.
Oh, yeah.
Right above us. Big power up.
Gonna power up.
Bigger.
Oh, another one. Damn.
Straight above us.
Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up, though. Look at it. It's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that. They just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them.
Dude, that was sick.
Oh, another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, it's... No, I got it. I got it on film.
I'm seeing a couple of those orange flashes.
It's straight... A little bit towards the mountain.
I saw this.
It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Oh yeah, I see it. It's flashing. Yeah. Wow, there's nothing where it's flashing. Interesting. You can't see it. It has no... It's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay, there's the house, the trees. Things right over the house. You see it? Right, it powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive. Oh, look at that. It powered up. See that? It's getting brighter. Look, it's got an aura around it. It is getting brighter. No, it has an aura, a field around it.
Oh, what was that?
Look at it. There it goes, guys. It's bright. It's going. Yeah, look. It's powering up. It's doing it. All right, there it goes. Thank you.
Just as well. now it is time to awaken. Divinity, standing tall. Divinity,
join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.